From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's digital economy has the potential to reach $124 billion by 2025, in line with a study by Google, Temasek, and Bain & Company. It was said by Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati during an event titled "Women Driving the Economy in the Pandemic Period" on Friday. The minister remarked, "From $44 billion in 2020, it could increase to $124 billion. This means the economic potential can be increased threefold owing to the digital infrastructure." Minister Indrawati noted that the digital economic potential can be achieved if Indonesia is able to build digital infrastructure and develop its own digital economy. Indonesia's Ulema Council MUI Secretary General Amir Shah Tambunan emphasized public adherence to the government's homecoming exodus ban, so that cases of rampant COVID-19 transmission do not increase again as observed in countries such as India. As reported by Antara News Agency, Tambunan noted at a press conference of the Task Force for Handling COVID-19 at Graha BNPB Jakarta on Friday that the homecoming exodus ban has certainly been imposed following a study and review based on factual data. Tambunan reiterated that he wants to remind the public that what happened in India should be taken as one of the valuable lessons for Indonesia and do not repeat. Chief of the Jakarta Metropolitan Police Inspector General Fadli Imran confirmed the deployment of 4,382 police personnel to offer security during the Asian Summit scheduled to commence in Jakarta on Saturday. As reported by Antara News Agency, Imran remarked while checking preparation of the security post near the Asian Secretariat in South Jakarta on Friday that police personnel will be involved to provide security at 51 locations in the capital. The security arrangement encompassed traffic routes, hotels and accommodation, and the airport when the Asian leaders arrived. The police will also intensify security, especially in the third ring, which becomes the main zone of the police security. The presidential security details, or PASPAMPRES, including those of the Jakarta Regional Military Command Kodam Jaya, are tasked with offering security in the first and second zones. Indonesia's warship KRI Rimau detected an object with strong magnetic force within the search area in the seas north of Bali. It was said by a spokesman of the Indonesian military, TNI Major General Ahmad Riyad, on Friday at the Ngurah Rai Air Base Badung. During a press briefing on development in the search operation for submarine KRI Nanggala 402 that went missing in the seas north of Bali. Earlier on Thursday, Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Yudo Margono revealed that KRI Rimau had detected an object with high magnetic force floating at the depth of 50 to 100 meters at the location where the submarine with 53 crew members aboard went missing. He confirmed the search and rescue operation is so far still focused in the northern waters of Bali. Riyadh stated it is still at 65 miles north of Bali waters. The Indonesian government has imposed a temporary ban on flights from India as a precautionary measure against COVID-19 transmission following a spike in infection in the South Asian country. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi at an online press conference in Jakarta on Friday said that the government announces no regular flights are allowed. Shipments of cargo are possible, but only selected cargo since the government needs cargo moving from India to Indonesia, including vaccine. He informed only Soekarno-Hatta, Samratulangi, Juanda and Kuala Namu airports will serve flights from and to India. He said further details on the temporary flights ban will be provided in a circular from the Director General of Immigration. Let's move on to the international news. Kuwait Directorate General of Civil Aviation said early on Saturday in a tweet that it had suspended all direct commercial flights coming from India effective April 24th and until further notice. The move was on the instruction of health authorities after an evaluation of the global coronavirus status. The statement said that all passengers arriving from India either directly or via another country will be banned from entering unless they have spent at least 14 days out of India. Kuwaiti citizens, their first-degree relatives and their domestic workers will be allowed to enter. Cargo is unaffected. Southeast Asian leaders will try to forge a path to end violence and instability in Myanmar at a summit on Saturday, expected to include Min Aung Hlaing, the general in charge of military takeover in February that sparked bloodshed and economic chaos. The gathering of leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations Asian in Jakarta is the first coordinated international efforts to ease the crisis in Myanmar, an impoverished country that neighbors China, India and Thailand and was ruled by the military from 1962 to 2011. With participants attending in person despite the pandemic, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said on Friday that the summit reflected the deep concerns about the situation in Myanmar and Asia's determination to help Myanmar to get out of this delicate situation. That was the news. first news comes from Solo Central Java. 11 Maret University UNS is included in the Times Higher Education THE Impact Ranking, being in the 201 to 300 position of the World Universities Rankings. UNS Chancellor Jamal Wiwoho said in Solo Wednesday that it is the first time for UNS to be included in the Impact Ranking and could immediately rank 201 to 300 in the world out of 1,115 assessed universities. According to Jamal Wiwoho, this result shows that UNS is highly committed and contributive to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. In addition, UNS is ranked 28 in the world for the fourth SDG category, which is related to quality of education. In this case, UNS is a university in Indonesia that has the highest rank. Times Higher Education is a reputable ranking agency from England. Next news comes from Gresik East Java. The government of Gresik Regency East Java will hold an annual tradition in the month of Ramadan called Milkfish Contest. The event, which includes the milkfish auctions and markets, was previously absent in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Regional Secretary of Gresik, Ba'abi Manyu Ponjo Atmojo Is Winarno, said in Gresik Wednesday that the winning milkfish contest results will be auctioned off virtually to the public, as well as regent and mayors throughout East Java who will be invited online. The milkfish contests are to be held in 10 milkfish marketplaces spread across 10 locations in several sub-districts in Gresik. Each market point will carry out activities to sell milkfish and necessities needed for Ramadan and Idul Fitri and will take place from May 5th to 10th, 2021. Last news comes from Bangka Belitung. Alumni of a modern Islamic boarding school in East Java built a Quran house for the deaf called Darul Asomt at Station 9 Surya Timur, Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung. The founder of the House of the Quran, Ustaz Edi, said on Wednesday that the activity aims to help Muslims who experience special needs or are deaf in the province to recognize and are able to read Hijayah letters or the Quran. The learning method is to use sign language so that students can easily recognize and understand the letters of the Quran. Ustaz Edi studied sign language at Pondok Pesantren Darul Asom, Jogja, which is the first deaf boarding schools in Indonesia modeling Al-Quran sign schools in the city of Taif, Mecca. That was news from across Indonesia.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start on April 24, 1955. Asian-African Conference is concluded by resulting Dasasila Bandung or 10 Principles of Bandung. Dasasila Bandung or Bandung 10 Principles is the 10 points of result of Asian-African Summit Conference held in April 1955 at Gedung Merdeka, Bandung, West Java. The principles contains about support for world peace and cooperation. 10 Bandung principles incorporate the principles of the UN Charter and the principles of Nehru. Here are the 10 principles of Dasasila Bandung. 1. Respect for fundamental human rights and for the purposes and principles of the Charter of the United Nations. 2. Respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations. 3. Recognition of the equality of all races and of the equality of all nations, large and small. 4. Abstention from intervention or interference in the internal affairs of another country. 5. Respect for the right of each nation to defend itself, singly or collectively, in conformity with the character of the United Nations. 6a. abstention from the use of arrangements of collective defense to serve any particular interests of the big powers, and B, abstention by any country from extorting, and B, abstention by any country from exerting pressures on other countries. 7. Refraining from acts or threats of aggression or the use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any country. 8. Settlement of all international disputes by peaceful means, such as negotiation, conciliation, arbitration, or judicial settlement, as well as other peaceful means of the parties' own choice, in conformity with the Charter of the United Nations. 9. Promotion of mutual interests and cooperation. 10. Respect for justice and international obligations. On April 24, 1967, Soyuz 1 crash kills Vladimir Mikhailovich Komarov, a Soviet astronaut. Vladimir Mikhailovich Komarov is a Soviet astronaut. He was the first person killed in the spacecraft, the Soyuz 1. In addition, he was the first cosmonaut from the Soviet Union to reach outer space for more than once. Komarov was appointed as a cosmonaut in 1960 along with the first cosmonaut group. After becoming a backup for Pavel Romanovich Popovich in Vostok 4, his first mode of space was Voskhod 1. On the second flight in the Soyuz 1, he died on the way back when the spacecraft was facing a number of problems. Komarov's ashes was buried in the Kremlin Wall Necropolis, Moscow. Komarov was married to Valentina Yakovlevna Kiselyova and has two children, Yevgeny and Irina. Asteroid 1836 Komarov was named as tribute to Komarov in 1971. Listener, we conclude with a historical event on April 24, 1991. Suwardi Tasrif passed away. Suwardi Tasrif, who died in Jakarta on April 24, 1991, was a literary figure from West Java, Indonesia. In 1994, Suwardi Tasrif inaugurated Mahaputra Star Class 2 for his services provided to the state. His profession as lawyer came down to his son, Haidar Shah and Irwan Shah. Suwardi Tasrif began his education in elementary school in 1929 to 1936, then continued his education to Mulo in Palembang in 1936 to 1939 and to AMS in 1939 to 1942. After completing his education in AMS, Suwardi continued his studies at the Faculty of Law, University of Indonesia in 1962 to 1965. In addition to formal education, Suwardi also followed the non-formal education as a political course at Columbia University. On April 24, 1991, Suwardi Tasrif died at the age of 69 years. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging.
van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Industry is bringing metal products certified to the Indonesian National Standards SNI as an effort to suppress the invasion of imports because the demand for steel is currently increasing both in the domestic and international markets. This was stated by Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita through an official statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday. It is recorded that the base metal industry grew 11.46% with increasing foreign demand. Therefore, the government is determined to continue to protect domestic industries from the invasion of imported products. Minister Agus Gumiwang further said that an instrument that is capable of spurring the competitiveness of national products is needed while maintaining the health and safety of consumers and the environment, including the metal industry sector. He also emphasized that by continuing to prioritize the principle of fairness in international trade, the implementation of compulsory S&E aims to increase foreign markets access and reduce the rate of imports. In the application of instruments in the form of compulsory enforcement of S&E, the main focus is for products related to security, health, safety, and environment. Meanwhile, head of the Industrial Service Policy and Standardization Agency of the Ministry of Industry, Todi Rahati, said that the import value for the harmonized system of compulsory S&E products in 2020 was 102 trillion rupiah, a decrease compared to 2019 of 133 trillion rupiah. Even though the import value has decreased, currently there are 147 HS codes spread across 28 compulsory S&Es for the metal sector. Thereby, serious attention from all relevant stakeholders is needed in supporting the growth of the national steel industry. Thus, there will be no longer opportunity for the flood of unqualified imported products to the domestic market. Furthermore, the application of compulsory S&E to metal products also aims to realize the import substitution target of 35% by 2022. Meanwhile, head of the Surabaya Industry Research and Standardization Center of the Ministry of Industry, Aan Edi Antana, stated that his side is ready to support the government in realizing the import substitution target and increase the competitiveness of the domestic metal industry. The center keeps increasing the scope of existing metal products testing and metal product certification to support imported products substitution. Until now, the Surabaya Industry Research and Standardization Center Testing Laboratory has been able to test 50 metal products according to S&E and customer requests. That was my Indonesia.
You hate your fun and games. Don't say you want me. Don't say you need me.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Bali Island always offers its world-famous natural beauty. Apart from its beautiful beaches, Bali also has water tourism spots that also attract the hearts of world tourists. One of them is the Kanto Lampo Waterfall, which is located in Banjar Kelot Kangin, Beng Village, Gianyar District, Bali Province. Lampo Waterfall is in the lowlands. This waterfall is special one because the shape of the waterfall has tubs flowing water from a height of about 15 meters. The shape is terraced so that the water that drops does not cast too heavy current. This Kanto Lampo Waterfall is not like a waterfall in general which falls straight down, but the flowing water spreads to the side quite swiftly so that it is like a white curtain between black cliffs. The water that falls through the black rock cliffs with a decoration of green plants around it makes the atmosphere look very beautiful and cool. Under the Kanto Lampo waterfall, there is a pool that is neither too big nor too deep. Here you can swim, play water, or just sit on the rocks while feeling the fresh, very clear, and clean water falling on the body. The name Kanto Lampo was given based on the existence of a tree around the river near the waterfall. The fruit of the tree always changes in colors, initially green and then turning yellow. The fruit will turn red again when it is ripe. The operational hours of the Kanto Lampo waterfall tour are from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. and open every day from Monday to Sunday. The entrance ticket is only worth 20,000 rupiah per person. Kanto Lampo Waterfall is 30 km from Denpasar and only 1 km from the city park of Gianyar Regency. Apart from having a beautiful and soothing nature and a perfect place to rest for a while, body and soul from all routines, Kanto Lampo Waterfall is also a sanctified place. Besides being used for religious ceremonies in Bali, the water from the Kanto Lampo Waterfall is also a source of drinking water for the local population. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Apakah aku yang selama ini
penyebaran berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. De kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The UK-based YouGov Research Institute has recently released a list of the healthiest cities in the world. From the assessment, Jakarta was ranked 4th in Asia. Exactly, it's one level below Bangkok and one level above Seoul. The YouGov team at Landstar analyzed 44 cities around the world to reveal which cities are easier to live a healthy lifestyle overall. The measurement involved 10 metrics of healthy living, from obesity to pollution levels. Each metric is scored and then combined to get a total score of 100. This score is used to rank 44 cities, which are the best for healthy living. The obesity rate in Jakarta is fairly low at 6.9%. Then the life expectancy is 68.5 years. In Jakarta, there are also 114 outdoor activities that people can do. In addition, there are 833 places that people can visit to do outdoor activities. To pay for a gym membership, Jakarta is also cheaper than other cities such as Taipei or Seoul, which are ranked close to Jakarta. The increasing trend of cycling is also a determining factor for the Jakarta City Health Index. In addition, the increase in the quality of mass transportation and the decrease in congestion rates also contributed to the YouGov Index score. According to the results of this research from YouGov, Fukuoka has been named the healthiest city in Asia. This beautiful city in Japan is known as a cyclist-friendly city. There, the people prefer to travel by bicycle, walk, or use public transportation. Fukuoka's air quality is also considered to be much better than other big cities in Japan and even in Asia. The second and third positions were surprisingly filled by Beijing and Bangkok, even though both cities were previously known to have extreme levels of pollution. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
asking now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
Right now,
listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'm making my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. You're staring, something that you thought will never prove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on.
Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million.
You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust the move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'll make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be. We thirst to diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today I will present a keroncong song entitled Burung Kenari. The song became the best song in the Keroncong Festival 1978 until 1979. However, it is not known who wrote this Burung Kenari song. In this medium tempo song, it is described about the beauty and melodiousness of the canary chirp. Even though his body is small, the bird's chirp has many variations, flowing, sharp, and can chirp for up to 25 seconds. Thereby, many people like to hear the bird's chirp as entertainment. Here is Toto Salmon with the song entitled Burung Kenari. Enjoy listening to the song.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib tight. Wash your hands in good shape, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.